It's hard to believe that we've entered quarter two of 2024. Honestly, we're already halfway through April if you're listening to this in real time. So I thought today would be a perfect time to give you a little insight into what's happening in my life with my family, my personal goals, and the progress that we've made with all of our budgeting goals so far this year. And then I plan to share what we want to accomplish as we move forward through quarter two. So if you'd like a bit of an insider's look into my life, then that's what this episode is for. Grab a cup of coffee or lace up those walking shoes and let's get to it. Hey, and welcome to the Financial Fix Up Podcast. Are you ready to get control of your finances without taking on that second job? Do you find yourself searching for how to get out of debt, increase your savings, or set up a budget that actually works? Do you worry that you'll fail or give up when your kids need new shoes again? Hey, I'm Sarah Brumley. I'm a wife, mama to three, and I've stood where you are now. For years, my husband and I stressed each and every month just hoping that there would be enough to cover the necessities. But thanks to a simple strategy, we dug our way out, and I can't wait to help you do the same. In this podcast, you'll find practical ways to use the income you already have to achieve your biggest goals. So whether you're struggling to make your family finances work for you, or you just want some down-to-earth inspiration to increase your financial success, well, you're in the right place. It's time for a financial fix-up. Well, hey there, and welcome to the Financial Fix Up Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Brumley, and today I'm sharing a special bonus episode to give you a little insight into what's happening in my life, with my family, and how we managed with financial goals in quarter one. Then I'm going to kind of dig into what we have planned for our family and for our finances as we move through quarter two. And if you missed my blog post in January all about this, it wasn't a podcast episode at that point, but I did create an entire blog post all about the process that I use for creating goals, as well as the details about our quarter one goals and what we intended to accomplish in quarter one and then throughout 2024. So if you missed that, you can find that linked in the show notes if you want those details. Okay. So I do think that this type of episode can be really valuable, not for the purpose of you comparing yourself or your situation to me. Please do not compare yourself to me. Okay. We each come from different circumstances and we are in different stages of our journeys. But I do think that this can be valuable as encouragement or even inspiration as you create and work toward your own goals, towards creating them, towards achieving them. And just maybe to see that the things that I talk about week in and week out about the strategies that we use don't necessarily mean that it all works perfectly, okay? You might hear the strategy that I use and think, well, there is no way that that is working in my home. And sometimes it doesn't, but sometimes it just plain and simple takes work. For everyone, okay? So I hope that you'll be able to find this as a little bit of encouragement for you today. No comparison, just encouragement. All right? And with that, let's just jump right into the details. All right. So as far as a family update goes, our family is doing well at this time, all things considered. And many listeners might not know that we have a daughter in a mental health facility out of state due to some really severe mental health needs. For her safety, for the safety of others, she has been in a mental health facility for, you know, out of our home for over 2 years now. Okay, so a lot of that time has really involved struggling to find the appropriate level of care, navigating super long wait lists for the correct treatment, dealing with attorneys as we worked on placement and, you know, where she could potentially be safe in the interim before there was care. We fought with insurance for coverage, still do all the time. We've had to work with facilities for payment plans and to get them to submit proper insurance submissions, and all of that came while managing the emotional fallout that kind of comes with having a crisis of that magnitude in your home. Okay, so it's been a rough couple of years to say the least, but while I can't give any amazing updates on her condition specifically at this time, what I can say is that we are Thank you, God. I mean, honestly, we are in a place where our financial obligations are no longer depleting our savings accounts or maxing out our credit cards. And honestly, at one point in time, we thought we were going to have to sell our home in order to manage the cost. So we're just so incredibly thankful for God's provision at this time. And that is a lot of where our finances currently sit versus maybe 5-6 years ago where we thought we would be at this time. So just definitely something to consider as you are looking at your specific situation compared to ours. Okay. Or, you know, vice versa, as you see somebody further ahead of you and you think, oh my goodness, how did they get that far ahead? Well, maybe they didn't have the same situations you do. Okay. As far as the rest of my family, Justin, my husband, continues to work as a teacher. He's a music teacher in one of our neighborhood schools. And honestly, it's really just hard to believe that it's been 17 years since he started teaching. But obviously time flies, closer to retirement than we are where we started. So that's definitely something we're coming to terms with at this point. Our oldest daughter has absolutely blossomed into a beautiful, beautiful young woman. She's starting her first job this week, actually, as I'm recording this episode. So I'm really excited about that. And you know what is really super cool is that her first concern when she got the job was that she needed a clear amount of how much money she was going to save versus her spending. She wants to be sure that she doesn't spend very much because she actually has some really big savings goals and she knows she has to put that money aside. So she wanted to set up a separate savings account and make sure it wasn't money that she could just transfer easily. And it's just so awesome to me. I really honestly just think it's such a huge testament to all of the time that we have spent over the years just helping her understand the ins and outs of managing her finances. And I'm really looking forward to continuing that over this next year as she moves through the remainder of her high school career and then graduates next year. So I'm just hopeful that she is going to be able to take those financial strategies out into the world and be successful going forward, not having to, you know, jump into all the stuff that I know that I did when I was just graduating high school. So that's a really good thing. Any of you parents out there that have little ones, you know, start early. Really just do. Start early because it does pay off. And, you know, even if it's not perfect for her going forward, she's going to see, you know, great results just because we have given her the strategies to use. So I'm really proud of that and super proud of her. And then our youngest is actually going to turn 3 in about 3 to 4 weeks. And that is absolutely unbelievable to me as well. But I have to say that I think it is so cool to watch a toddler now going into preschool age grow up with a teenager. And it's just been such a cool thing to see them grow separately and grow together. So that has been really really just quite a blessing. So that's my family update. Obviously, you get to hear from me weekly, so you kind of know like the ins and outs of, you know, things that are happening for me. But I really did just want to kind of give you that update just as a little context as we move forward talking about our goals, especially as they apply to our family, which I think that pretty much all of our goals do. So if we're gonna just take a moment, I think we probably should, to just recap my quarter one, which was, you know, successful, I guess. Kind of successful, maybe. I don't think I'd call it a complete success, but we can just kind of walk through those goals. And the first goal that we had, Justin and I chose this one together, and it was to pay off 2 debts that we have. We have a truck loan and we have a camper loan. And for those of you that don't know, our truck is our only vehicle, or at least our only reliable vehicle. And so it's kind of important to us that we get that paid off. And then we have a camper loan that, you know, we don't owe much on, but we kind of wanted to get out from under that. And so the goal for that was that we would, you know, get those 2 paid off by the end of 2024. Ideally, we would have that truck loan paid off by the end of June and then the camper loan by the end of December. But I want to just be honest with you right now, we did not make any extra payments on either of those loans in quarter one. No extra payments, okay? For all intents and purposes, like, this goal was a complete failure and we will not be making those deadlines even if we try at this point in time. However, I honestly don't believe this was actually a failure, and for a couple of reasons. First, we had quite a few medical expenses come up in January that required our attention. And you know, thankfully, rather than having to dip into our savings account to pay for those, we just chose to divert those funds that were meant for paying off additional amount on our car loan our truck loan or our camper loan. We just took that additional money and we made that payment towards those medical bills. And obviously, that drives our payment dates forward. But the cool thing about that is that we made all of our payments and all of our accounts remain current. So that's a big success and definitely a win. All right. Now, the second reason I don't think it was a failure is that Justin actually went to go see our daughter for their family reunion. The facility has a family weekend. I guess it's not a reunion, but a family weekend in March. Okay. So he went to do that. And the costs were just so much higher than we initially thought they must be, that they were going to be. And we had family help us out a little bit financially, which was awesome, but we still were not able to keep those costs under our monthly budget without holding back that money that was going to go towards debt payoff. So we used what would have been our extra payment in March to accommodate for those costs. And I don't think that's a failure. It was just a change in what was important for us at that time. So was our goal a failure? Absolutely, yes. But the planning ahead for that money to be available really allowed us to be successful in other areas. And we don't have additional medical debt that we're paying on each month, which is nice because that was paid in full and done with, and our accounts are current. So I think that that is a win in my book. The second goal that we chose was also a financial goal, and that was to fully fund our extended family vacation, which is coming up in summer of 2024, so just in a couple months, all right? And while I'm going to, you know, steer away from the specifics, I do really want to make sure that when we get away to spend time with family, that time is not stressful due to financial reasons. And so that's why we decided that we would put away money each month so that we were ready to have fun when the time came. And I'm really happy to report that we actually accomplished that goal. Despite all of the medical expenses and everything else, we actually accomplished the portion of this goal that we were meant to accomplish in quarter one. So that's a huge win for our summer vacation, and I can't wait for warmer weather. Just putting it out there. All right. So the final goal that I shared with you at the beginning of the year, if you read my blog post, was actually a personal goal. And that was to complete the 75 hard challenge. And this was something that a friend mentioned in December. And as somebody who is super, super competitive, if you know me, you know I am super competitive. I absolutely couldn't resist the opportunity to participate in this challenge. And if you haven't heard of it, you can definitely search for it and you'll find tons of information. But the basics are that each of the 75 days you have to, you know, read for a certain time frame. You have to complete 2 45-minute workouts, one of which has to be outdoors. You can't have any alcohol. You have to take a progress picture, which I didn't like. Actually, I'll do a podcast episode on that later. But you have to drink 120 ounces of water, and then you have to choose and stick to a diet plan and not cheat on it. So I honestly, started out really excited with this. And despite the temperatures, which dropped into the negative 30s, no joke, plus I ended up with blisters on my feet at one point in time. My birthday happened. I didn't have any sugar, which was my diet plan. I didn't drink, which was challenging. We had a family gathering, which was, you know, even more challenging. There were so many other things that could have derailed my progress, but I actually was able to complete the entire challenge beginning in March, or at the beginning of March. And I've actually mostly maintained that momentum since. So that's really exciting. And honestly, it was just so rewarding to show up for myself in the challenge each and every day with no excuses. Because if you didn't do one of those things, you had to start back at day one. So I showed up with no excuses. I was getting it done. And I'm not saying that everybody should try a challenge that's as extreme as this one was, but when you do choose to say yes to yourself in a good way each and every day for so many days in a row, that pattern of healthy behavior becomes kind of hard to break. So I'm really thankful that I was offered the opportunity and that I put the work in to make it happen, because it was work. There were days I didn't want to show up for myself, and yet I did it anyways, and I saw big results from it. So that was a big win in my book. Alrighty, those were my goals for quarter one, among other things, obviously, but mostly they were successful. We definitely had some failure included, but we can definitely see the success that came out of that in other ways. So a reminder that it doesn't have to be perfect in order to see and maintain the progress going forward. I don't know if that makes sense, but hopefully it does for you. For quarter two, Justin and I have discussed our financial and personal goals and have decided that we are going to prioritize a few things this quarter slightly differently than last quarter, okay? And the first goal that we have is to responsibly, and I mean, I really do, before I say this and let you in on what we're going to do, I mean responsibly. So don't jump on this bandwagon if you cannot be responsible with it, okay? But our goal is to responsibly use our credit card for our large purposes and, or for our large purchases. And the whole idea behind this is that I get 1.5% cash back on purchases. And so obviously it doesn't make any sense for us to use that for everything. But when it comes to things like our Costco run each month, where we spend several hundred dollars and, you know, other items that we're already budgeting for, it's just as easy to swipe that card and then go to the bank account and then pay it off immediately. And we get that cash back too. So we've kind of dabbled in this over the last couple of months, and I've been happy with the bonus of getting a little money in return. So we're going to make an effort to do this. The key here is going to be, though, that we not leave a balance on the card at all, because if we do that, then we've immediately negated all of the bonus that we might have received. So that's goal number one, all right, and one of our financial goals. The second goal that we're going to continue to pursue is to fully fund our extended family vacation that is coming up this summer. So like we did in quarter one, we're going to save a little bit each month with the hope that there will be no concern when the time comes to go on vacation. Those are our two financial goals. Now, we are not sticking with our debt payoff goal regarding quick payoff of our truck and our camper. And we are not doing that because we know we have some medical expenses that are going to come up this summer. Really, our budget just can't accommodate that at this point, along with the other things that we would like to prioritize. So that is why we have decided to drop off of that. I don't find that to be a failure, but just a readjustment based on the current needs. So the third goal is a family goal. And quite honestly, quarter two is a push towards summer. I mean, it really is for our family, okay? This is finishing school-related projects. My husband has concerts because he's the music teacher at school. There's field trips and, you know, all the other things that come with the end of the school year stuff. But knowing that summer's going to be here in just 8 weeks means that it's really time to plan accordingly. And that's why our quarter two goal for our family is to create a summer schedule that allows us to complete the needed tasks and projects that we have that desperately need to get done around our home, while also maximizing our recreation time. So everything from the times that we're going to need a babysitter each week to beach days, making those camping reservations ahead of time, planning time for a respite, you know, rest, relaxation, swim lessons, and anything else that applies to our summer needs to be on that calendar or in that plan. And this is really important to us because we've had a lot of summers, especially as, you know, all the chaos happened with our other daughter and our family, you know, just kind of has had a lot going on. A lot of those summers in there, we really didn't plan ahead. And then we ended the summer with really nothing to show for it. So that's our family goal for quarter two, to really get that plan in place so we can follow it and enjoy our summer months. Of course, we have additional goals. Personally, I have a health goal that I want to meet, and I'm talking with a friend about potentially completing the 75 Hard Challenge or doing something similar again over the next couple of months. I'm also really focused on compartmentalizing my work time and my personal and family time so that I can be present where and when I need to be. That's an ongoing challenge, but it's definitely one of my goals. Additionally, I have a goal related to friends and those within my network of people that I really just want to create genuine relationships with. So there are definitely other goals there too. And I just think that this is a great reminder that you can have as few or as many goals depending on your current situation and the fact that your goals are going to look different from mine and my family's. Okay. So keep that in mind. Now, as always, I think it's super important to recognize and anticipate any roadblocks that might come up along the way. And These goals are going to be challenging for us. They are. And obviously you saw or heard me say that quarter one didn't work out exactly as we'd hoped. So there's definitely going to be roadblocks to success, and it's always better to plan for them as best you can. So the following are just a few that I came up with for the upcoming quarter that, you know, could potentially create issues for us. And like I said at the beginning, one of our daughters is currently in a residential treatment facility, and so at the time I'm sharing this, she's still covered as medically necessary by insurance, but we do understand that it's very likely she won't be covered long enough to complete her entire program. So that's something that we may have to deal with financially when you know, that comes up, all right? So, I mean, unfortunately, in this case, we can't know for sure when that would be or even if that's going to be the case, but we will cross that bridge when we get to it, and it's always a good idea to kind of keep that in the back of our minds as we're moving forward. Another roadblock that could potentially hinder our success is unexpected medical or housing expenses. Like, you know, in January, we had some unexpected medical expenses. Those are hard to plan for sometimes, right? So they can derail whatever goal you might have. But in our case, we do our best to fully fund those savings accounts for those categories in order to cover as much of the cost as possible. Now, another thing that could hold us back is overspending on daily living expenses or even unplanned eating out. That could eat into our budget, right? That could also potentially make it hard for me to maintain my health goals. So to counteract that, we are putting in the work ahead of time with our meal planning and our grocery shopping. And this definitely helps us when it comes to, you know, just maintaining that momentum, that healthy momentum, and sticking to our budget. And it's also going to help us when it comes to placing those larger amounts on our credit card for the purpose of getting that cash back. Because when we've made those plans ahead of time, we're going to be a lot less likely to forget the step of paying off that balance immediately. Of course, there are likely other potential roadblocks for you as well, right? And definitely for us. But for now, those are the ones that we can anticipate and work toward acknowledging and hopefully avoiding as we move forward into quarter two. So there you have it. Those are my quarter two goals. And I want to remind you that if you don't already have goals in place that you're working toward this year, it is never too late to start. You do not have to wait until January 2025 to get those goals going. In fact, wouldn't it be amazing if you could show up on January 1st and see all of the progress you've already made? But the only way to do that is to actually get started. And I want to let you know that if one of your goals requires you to set up a budget or revamp the one that you have, then I'd like to offer you my free family budget worksheet. It'll walk you through the necessary steps to get that budget up and running so that you can begin achieving your biggest financial goals. You can find that at lemonblessings.com/family budget or by clicking the link in the show notes. Whatever you decide, just know that I am cheering you on. You've got this. We are over a quarter of the way through this year, and there is so much more time to achieve those goals. So stick with it. Remember, it takes work. It will not happen perfectly, but the more work you put in, the more you say yes to what works for you and what is going to get you those results, the better those results will actually be and the sooner you will see them. So you've got this. I am cheering you on. Have an amazing day, and I will chat with you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Financial Fix Up Podcast. If you like this episode, please leave a review wherever you're listening. It might seem like a little thing, but it makes a huge difference. And if you have questions, want to request a podcast topic, or just want to connect, you can do so at lemonblessings.com. Remember, it is possible to live well on the income you already have. It just comes down to knowing what to do and when to do it. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to get out there and embrace your financial fix-up.